Welcome to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. We think of genius, and the image of someone like Einstein pops into our heads. Ultra-focused, incredible accomplishments, high IQ. But the latest research into intelligence shows that IQ tests may not be all they're cracked up to be. In fact, they may not measure intelligence at all. Elaine Castles is an expert on the test, and she says it was originally developed as little more than a school placement exam.
The first IQ test was in 1905 in Paris, France. Alfred Binet was a physician, and he was asked by some of the Paris school authorities to come up with some sort of test to figure out which kids in the Paris school system were in need of special education. So it was really a very educationally oriented test.
The test came to America just a few years later, and it was soon being used in the military, in public schools, in college admissions, and for lots of other things. Castle says that scores can actually change over time, but that didn't stop Americans from believing that IQ could be used for almost anything.
It spread like wildfire and really just sort of like overwhelmed our views about what intelligence was. It was used in the 1920s to help restrict immigration because all these Southern and Eastern European immigrants were regarded as less intelligent. It was used to classify people as, quote, mentally retarded, to segregate them into institutions, for eugenic sterilization. It had some pretty nasty kinds of uses back then.
Today, both the test and the very notion that intelligence is fixed at all is being questioned. David Shank is the author of The Genius in All of Us, and he says that IQ measures what we've learned, what opportunities we've had, not some sort of immutable gift.
I think what we need to do is separate potential, which is really unknowable. I hate to say that, but I think it is. But let's separate potential from just measuring the skills that we have at any given time. And that's what IQ tests do very well in the realm of what we call intelligence. You know, a 100-yard dash measures very well how fast a 100-yard dash runner is at that moment in time.
Even genius, which we speak of in hushed terms and with great awe, may not come prepackaged the way we think it does, says Shank.
It's not something that you either have or don't have from birth or before birth. It's not an innate thing that some of us, just a rare, few percent of us are lucky to have and the rest of us aren't. Genius is the same as intelligence or talent. It's a collection of skills. So, of course, there are people who are geniuses who, after a certain time in their lives, have built up enough extraordinary skills in a certain domain to rise above the rest in that domain and do amazing things that astound us all. But it isn't this thing that only certain people, have, like it's, like a rare gem that they were just lucky or unlucky enough to be born with.
A little something to think about the next time you have some rough sledding on a test. Things could always change.
Hey, you happen to know where those little Einstein bobblehead guys are?
Mr. Daly, I found your Einsteins.
Great. Hey.
Gentlemen, we're trying to crack the combination of this tablet doodad, and the writing here says we'll find it if we figure out the secret at the heart of Pharaoh's tomb.
That's an easy one. The answer's in the question.
What does that mean?
Figure out. It's a figure, i.e. a number.
And the Pharaoh's tomb, i.e. the pyramids.